Analyzing Business Strategies, the ultimate GCSE guide. Intro music, upbeat, modern, fades after 5 seconds. Host, hello, and welcome to the GCSE Business Breakdown, the podcast that gives you the edge in your exams. I'm your host, and today we're tackling a huge topic, analyzing business strategies. This is a skill that comes up in almost every long answer question, and mastering it is your ticket to the top grades. We'll break down what a strategy is, how to analyze its strengths and weaknesses like a pro, and how to impress the examiner. So, grab a notepad, and let's get started.
Transition sound.
Host. First, what is a business strategy? Think of it as a long-term plan to achieve a specific goal. For your exam, you'll likely see strategies like those from Ansoff's Matrix, Market Penetration, Product Development, Market Development, and Diversification. Or you might see Porter's Generic Strategies, Cost Leadership and Differentiation. Let's take Ansoff's Matrix. It's a fantastic tool for analyzing growth. Market penetration is selling more of what you already have to your existing customers. It's the lowest risk strategy. Think of a coffee shop introducing a loyalty card. A key strength is that the business knows its market and product inside out. But a weakness? The market might already be saturated, limiting growth potential. Next, product development. This is creating new products for your existing customers. It's a bit riskier. Think of Apple launching AirPods to its base of iPhone users. The strength is you have a loyal customer base ready to buy. The weakness is that research and development is expensive, and there's no guarantee the new product will be a hit. Then we have market development, selling your existing products to new customers. This could be a UK clothing brand opening its first stores in Europe, or a local bakery starting to sell online nationwide. The strength is the potential to reach a much bigger audience and increase sales significantly. The weakness? The business doesn't know the new market's culture, competition, or customer habits. It's a step into the unknown. Finally, diversification. This means new products for new markets. It's the riskiest of all. Imagine a successful software company deciding to launch a chain of gyms. The main strength is that it spreads risk. If one part of the business struggles, the other might succeed. But the weakness is huge. It's incredibly high risk, expensive, and the business has little to no experience in the new area. So how do you analyze these strategies in an exam? You need a framework. The most famous is SWOT analysis, that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. Remember, strengths and weaknesses are internal to the business, things they can control, like their brand reputation or their staff skills. Opportunities and threats are external, things they can't control, like a change in the law, a new competitor, or an economic recession. When you're given a case study, your first job is to be a detective. Read it carefully and highlight the business's internal strengths and weaknesses. Do they have a lot of cash in the bank? That's a strength. Is their factory old and inefficient? That's a weakness. Then, look for the external opportunities and threats mentioned in the text. Is there a growing trend for vegan products? That's an opportunity for a food business. Has a new, cheap competitor just opened up? That's a threat. Your job is to connect the strategy to the SWOT. For example, if a business wants to expand into a new country, market development, but the case study says they have low cash reserves, a weakness, you can argue the strategy is too risky. That's analysis. You're using evidence from the case study to build a logical argument.
Transition sound.
Host. Now for the part that gets you the top marks. Exam tips. The biggest mistake candidates make is being too generic. You cannot just say this will increase profits. That's an assertion, not an analysis. You have to explain how. For example, by expanding into the European market, the business can access 10 million new potential customers. This could lead to a significant increase in sales revenue. If they can keep their costs controlled, this will lead to a higher gross profit margin and ultimately a greater net profit for the year. See the difference? It's a chain of reasoning. Second, always use the data in the case study. If it gives you financial figures, use them. Calculate a percentage change. Work out a profit margin. Using the data is the easiest way to prove to the examiner that you are applying your knowledge, which is essential for AO2 marks. Third, use the magic phrase, it depends on. A strategy is never guaranteed to work. Its success depends on certain factors. For example, the success of a market development strategy depends on how competitors react. Will they start a price war? The success of a product development strategy depends on whether customers actually like the new product, Using it, depends on, shows the examiner you are thinking critically, which is vital for AO3 evaluation. Finally, for those big 9 or 12 mark questions, your conclusion is crucial. Don't just repeat what you've already said. You need to make a clear, justified judgment. Which argument is the strongest and why? Is the strategy better in the short term or the long term? A great conclusion weighs the evidence and offers a final, decisive verdict.
Transition sound.
Host. Okay, time for a quick-fire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, you pause and say the answer out loud. Ready?
1. What are the 4 strategies in Ansoff's matrix? Pause. Market penetration, product development, and diversification.
2. Is a new competitor a strength, weakness, opportunity, or threat?
Pause. It's a threat.
3.
What's the riskiest growth strategy according to Ansoff?
Pause.
Diversification.
4.
What magic phrase helps you show evaluation?
Pause.
It depends on.
How did you do? If you got them all right, fantastic. If not, just rewind and listen again.
Transition sound.
Host. So, to summarize, a business strategy is a long-term plan. You can analyze it using frameworks like Ansoff's matrix and SWOT analysis. To get top marks, you must build chains of reasoning, use data from the case study, consider what the strategy's success depends on, and make a clear, justified recommendation. Avoid generic statements and always link your points back to the specific business in the question. That's all for this episode of the GCSE Business Breakdown. Thanks for listening, keep practicing, and you'll smash those exams.
Outro music. Upbeat modern fades out.